welcome to video. This is 280 mysteries we'll never get back.
There's 280, yeah.
With a twist. First of all, the video is quite a twist. A shocking twist. And Connor's going to be solving them instead of me. We flipped the script.
The script is flipped.
As the kids like to say.
Yeah.
And you are going to solve something coming out of the annals of Idaville.
Sounds like a leather-bound, reference edition of all of these to pull off your shelf while you're eating your walnuts and smoking your pipe.
Donald Sobel. There's a Sobel loomed large in Band of Brothers. He was the one who trained them all.
Huh.
His name was Sobel. And he was played by Ross from Friends. What's that actor's name?
David Schwimmer.
And he did a really good job. Anyway, when I see, I can't remember if it's Donald Sobel. Was
that
his actual
pretty
name.
Incredible.
Is that a weird little homage? I don't know.
Yeah. Son, I trained the Band of Brothers. Like, how are you going to spend your life? Well, I'm going to sort of tell the same story about Sally Brown beating up Bugs Meany and then invent some batshit crazy solution to a mystery for 8-year-olds.
But I'm going to call this one that Connor may or may not get, The Case of the Kidnapped Pigs.
Yes.
I wanted to get you a spit take.
Thank
there.
You. Yes. Almost. Came yes. close. Yeah. All right. So we've had violins, violas stolen, airs let out of tires, violins wagered.
Housekeepers were going to kidnap a guy? What was she going to do?
Poison him? You're right. So, okay, yeah, they do vary. We need a chart that's like felony versus like, you know, not even a crime.
Yes.
Livestock being stolen is
air out of tires
yeah.
versus poisoning. All right. The day before the Idaville pet show, Lucy Phibbs and Carl Benton came into the Brown Detective Agency. Gwendolyn has been kidnapped, wailed Lucy. Guess that'd be a sonic challenge for you in another. So has Alfred, said Carl. So Carl probably had to turn to Lucy like, I got this. That seemed a little out. You don't need to wail that.
Clearly, okay. yeah. We're prioritizing one of our pigs here. Like, it's a complete sentence. You can utter both of them at the same time.
Yes, exactly. You're really focusing on Gwendolyn and Carl or Alfred feels slighted. Everyone in Idaville knew Gwendolyn and Alfred. They were pigs.
They're the town's Gwendolyn, mayor. It's one of those quirky towns that elects a pet as their mayor.
Yes. They were doing the St. Paul Saints games every week. That's why everyone knew them. Gwendolyn, as you might figure, belonged to Lucy. Alfred belonged to Carl.
Oh, okay. I thought they were together, but they had different last names. Got it.
Few people had realized how smart pigs are till last year's pet show. Gwendolyn had won the obedience test, which was the most important contest. She had defeated 71 dogs, cats, horses, parakeets, and hamsters.
Holy crap.
Alfred, the only other pig in the contest, had taken second place.
Okay, so her prioritizing him was justified.
That's true.
Defeating 71 pets, including hamsters, is like, you know, when you buy one of those, like, you know, video game consoles at a rest stop that's like, contains 900 games. And like,
yes.
You know, they're 60% of them are just like variations of, you know, Tetris clones or something.
So Alfred is like Bugs Meany and Gwendolyn is like Sally, just
yeah.
pounding on him, humiliating
I'm,
him.
I'm suspecting Alfred is pulling a is faking the kidnapping off the top of
okay.
my head.
Okay. All right. Carl put 25 cents on the gasoline can besides encyclopedia. We want to hire you, he said. Find Gwendolyn and Alfred. They were kidnapped to keep them from winning at the pet show tomorrow, said Lucy. The Hurricanes took them.
Oh, my God.
The Hurricanes are 4 teenage boys who train German shepherds as watchdogs, explained Carl.
Yeah, you're going to need to explain that one, Carl. Elaborate a bit more.
Were they sore last year when pigs beat their dogs?
Wow, are so they're sure not a gang?
4 teenage boys.
Yeah.
Trained German shepherds.
And this is from probably 1968, so German shepherds are still, you know, have a pretty strong association yeah, for a lot of
people.
This
is a very strong association. Are you sure the Hurricanes did the kidnapping? Said Encyclopedia. I found this cap near Alfred's pen, said Carl. He gave Encyclopedia the cap. The word hurricane was inked across the peak.
All right.
One of the kidnappers must have dropped it last night, said Lucy. This morning I received a telephone call, said Carl. The caller told me the pigs would be returned after the pet show. I wanted to be certain they were unharmed, so I asked to speak to Alfred.
Nice.
And this is where you have a drawing.
Okay.
Of a telephone booth, and inside is a shadowy figure holding a pig up to the phone.
Perfect.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's so proof of life is being requested.
The kidnapper agreed, said Encyclopedia. Oh, under the photo, it says, I'd know Alfred's grunts anywhere.
So. Wow. Nice. All right. So the kidnapper had, like, brought his little, like, you know, I assure you that the pig will be returned safely after the thing. Put the pig on. Wait, what? I mean,
wait, what? I wasn't expecting that. What makes you think I brought the pig to the phone booth?
Why would I do that? Yes, but first I had to call him back, said Carl. His time was up. He didn't have another dime for more time on the telephone.
Okay, all right. Nicely anachronistic.
A grown-up would have had plenty of money for the telephone, said Lucy. The caller had to be a boy, a hurricane.
You just gave Encyclopedia Brown 25 cents. Like,
I know.
Money bags.
I put in a dime and dialed the number he had given me, went on Carl. Then I spoke to Alfred. I'd know his grunts anywhere. Okay, there it is.
Okay.
Do you remember the telephone number, said Encyclopedia? I wrote it down for you, said Carl. Boy, that seems like damning evidence. He handed Encyclopedia a slip of paper. Encyclopedia read ZA67575. Okay, I think that's unimportant. My dad traced the number, said Carl. It is a public telephone booth on Highway 37. We don't have much time, said Lucy. We can't look for motorists who may have passed a pig talking on the telephone this morning. You must question the hurricanes today, said Carl. You'll be able to pick the guilty one or ones. I know it. I'll question the hurricanes, but I don't think I'll learn anything, warned Encyclopedia. Encyclopedia left Sally in charge of the detective agency. He got on his bike and followed Carl and Lucy. They rode 6 miles out of town and into the farmlands. What do they talk about during a six-mile bike ride?
Right. Do they talk about, like, hey, isn't it weird that there's farmland 6 miles from the ocean here? Like,
The hurricanes train their dogs at the Smith place, said Lucy. It's just down this road. Soon, Encyclopedia heard dogs barking. Rounding a corner, he saw the hurricanes.
So 6 miles out of town, they've got a little, like, Michael Vick operation here. I worry about the oversight of this.
Where's Officer Rand when you need him? The hurricanes. Flip, Art, Merle, and Harry.
Nice.
Each had a German Shepherd at his side. The hurricanes watched silently as Encyclopedia got off his bike. Did one of you lose a cap? Asked Encyclopedia. The hurricanes remained silent, watchful. The dog's teeth bared, I'm sure.
Wow, yeah. Attack. Let the dogs do the talking, Merle. No problem, Art.
Two pigs were stolen last night, said Encyclopedia. A cap with the word hurricanes on it was found near the pen of one of the pigs. You've got some nerve coming here, said Flip. We're not pig nappers. I'm not accusing you, replied Encyclopedia hastily.
Please, Flip! You know, yes. We were in the same confirmation class. This is uncalled for.
He eyed the four large dogs. I'm only asking which one of you lost his cap. Go drink some spot remover and disappear, snarled Art.
Okay, that was justified, Art. We've never liked each other. Good. Yeah,
Art, you know, he saves, he keeps his powder dry, but when time comes, yeah, right. Art is ready to go. Show them the cap, Encyclopedia, said Lucy. It will fit one of them. Don't bother, we all wear the same size, snapped Harry. Listen, I wouldn't know if I lost my cap. I haven't worn it for a week. Mine is in the front closet, said Flip. I wore it 2 days ago when it rained. I saw it in the closet this morning. I loaned my cap to my brother, said Art. He went to Glen City Tuesday. Why don't you ask him?
Merle is like, I paid so much money to get these caps printed up, and you all are just like leaving them in the rain? You're lending them out? Like, come on. I thought we were the Hurricanes.
Didn't they say it was written across the top, so they didn't even bother? I don't know where my cap is, said Merle, but if you say I stole two pigs, I'll give you this.
Yeah.
He shook his fist at Encyclopedia.
A knuckle sandwich?
Mm-hmm. If Merle hits you, you'll walk around like a pig on ice for 2 weeks, Harry promised. Well, now beat it.
Let's not mix the pig metaphors here in a pig-napping case. That's
really getting messy with these pig metaphors. I'm leaving, mumbled Encyclopedia. Case closed. Encyclopedia, cried Lucy in astonishment. You can't quit. You asked me to question the hurricanes, and I did, said Encyclopedia. But you don't know what happened. You don't know who kidnapped Gwendolyn and Alfred yet, protested Lucy. Wrong, said the boy detective. The kidnapper gave himself away.
Oh,
who
God.
Was the kidnapper?
Can we just...
Do you need any details?
Yeah, I'd like to hear the excuses again. What, the one left his hat in the rain, one had it in the closet, one had lent it to somebody?
Well, for asking that again, I ask you to go drink some spot remover and disappear. But here's their excuses. They all wear the same size hat. Harry hasn't worn his in a week, so he wouldn't know if he'd lost it.
Okay.
Flip is in the front closet. He wore it when it rained, and he saw it in the closet this morning. Mm-hmm. Art loaned his cap to his brother. He went to Glen City Tuesday. Why don't you ask him? Merle, I don't know where my cap is, but then threatened to beat the living snot out of Encyclopedia. So there's your...
All right.
Do you have your... Have you gathered your facts?
I think I do. And this is something that I think if you were 5 years younger than me, you might not have picked up on. But I remember this as like trivia from, you know, a kid's magazine or something. I think it was the owner of the second pig doing it to... faking the pig napping to try to take out... I don't know how his plan was going to work to then get his pig back and enter it in the contest. But I think the detail is that old phones did not used to have an X or Z on their dial pads. And I think they do now, but I think that the number was like ZZA or something, ZA5, something like that. And I think that Encyclopedia would have been like, oh, they used to just... The last digit on 9 used to end in Y, I think is the answer there. Yes?
Let's read it.
Okay.
Let's find out. I think, preliminarily, I think you might get full credit for
Wow!
That. The kidnapper was Carl, who owned Alfred. Alfred had finished second to Lucy's pig, Gwendolyn, at last year's pet show. I think we all recall that.
Yes. Humiliation. Pad that word count, Alfred. Baby.
Carl wanted Alfred to win this year. So he kidnapped both pigs. Just before the pet show, he was going to say that Alfred escaped and found his way home. Carl tried to put the blame on the hurricanes. He stole Harry's cap. Then he made up the story about the kidnapper needing another dime for the telephone.
Okay.
That would show the caller was a child, not a grown-up, he thought.
Right.
But Carl could not have dialed the kidnapper back. There is no such number as ZA67575 because there is no Z on the telephone dial.
Wow.
Caught in his own lie, Carl returned Gwendolyn to Lucy.
I'm just going to look at what they have now. That now they, you know, yeah, X is now on the 9 along with Z on a modern phone. So
okay.
Completely obsolete at this point in time. Wow, that one's...
And the next day... Sorry, I got to wrap this up in a nice bow. Gwendolyn again won the obedience contest at the pet show. So well done.
Yeah. Oh.
Solved the case. Cracked the case.
I think that's just entirely based on, yeah, knowing that as a fact from some, like, you know, National Geographic World magazine or something. But, like...
Seems like a really an unforced error by... Alfred, was it? Or the pig Alfred? I can't remember. Carl the pig?
Carl
the guy, Alfred the pig. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the phone number? I don't remember. Like, I mean, but also, you know, the hurricanes could have been like, it seems like we're running a business here. Like, if we're training security dogs, like, we don't care about the, you know, $5 gift certificate to the town's ice cream parlor that you're handing out clearly for this obedience contest. Like,
right.
We've got much bigger fish to fry. Like,
right.
You know,
we have a client list that we have to serve.
And yeah. This is, yeah. The one of the richest men in Idaville just ordered 4 more dogs.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, another incredibly kooky one. A little less... you can understand where that's coming from if this was read in the 60s. Maybe that was a bit more widely known.
Yeah, but the plot, that is just bananas.
Yeah, just...
Just poison the pig. That's the other...
Right, exactly, yeah. Carl, that's a BLT you're eating there. Where did... But, yeah, his plan to then say that the pig escaped is also pretty incredible.
Yes. But yeah, that is a convoluted plan.
Where did you find him? Yeah.
Cool. Good on you, Carl. All right. Well done. We'll be back for another few of these. These are fun.
Thank you.
All right. So long.